Hi, my name is Jennifer Hancock. I am the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and the author of several books about humanism. Today I want to talk about humanism, our values as a nation, which is individual responsibility for the community. Individual responsibility, community. Why be responsible? So that you can actively fix your problems. And we do have problems individually and as a community. And a humanist, we value our individuality, but we also value community. There's this concept of embedded autonomy, which is that we are autonomous individuals, but we are embedded in a community, and we rely on that community to help us in various ways, to procure food, for socialization. Humans don't do well on our own. We are social animals. We need other humans around us. So we need a community in order to thrive. And we can't just take from that community. In order for the community to thrive so that we can thrive, we have responsibilities to the community. So humanism is about balancing our individualism with our responsibilities to the community in which we live. And these are our values. As a nation, we value the individual, but we also value responsibility, and hopefully, we also value community. It's written into our Constitution. The goal of the government is to provide for the common defense and to promote the general welfare, both defense and welfare. So what does this mean to us as humans? Well, it means that a greed motive is not exactly consistent with our values as a nation. Greed might be consistent with the individual, but if the individual is not just an individual, but they're also responsible voluntarily to the community, they won't be greedy. Because you can't be greedy if you're going to provide for the common defense and help with promote the general welfare. In other words, help the community thrive. If we don't help the community thrive, then we don't thrive as individuals. This is the heart of what enlightened self-interest is about. And the balance that we always try to get is individualism taken to an extreme hurts the community and the individual, and community taken to an extreme hurts the community and the individual. It's only when we have the balance where the individuals feel a responsibility to the community and the community in turn supports them that we all thrive. I do an online course on generational differences, bridging the generation divide. And one of the things the science shows us, the research into generational divide shows us, is that one of the big predictors of how people will behave to their fellow humans and to their company is whether or not society invested in that individual when they were younger. If you grew up in a time of social investment, you have a lot of social trust. You trust the community even while you're an individual in that community. If you grow up in a time of social disinvestment, where we are not investing as a community in the community, that social trust is never built. And if it's never built, then the feeling of responsibility, reciprocal responsibility back to the community just isn't there. And that's when you start to see problems. We have a problem now in our country where younger people don't see the value of the government or in the community. And it's because for decades now we have disinvested in them in the name of individual greed. So the businessmen can make more money. We don't fund our schools the way we used to. We don't fund community problems the way we do. We don't fund healthcare the way we used to. And this disinvestment has an impact on the individual. And the social trust, the social bonds that bind us together start to fray. What I would like to see us do as a country and as a humanist is to take the two prongs of the community very seriously. It's not just about common defense. It's also about promoting the general welfare. It's to use our wealth as a nation to help the individuals in the nation thrive. And we do that with social investment and the building of social trust so that the individual feels a responsibility to the community and that becomes voluntary. And for the longest time, it was. And we've just gotten away from that because apparently some people think the only thing the government's supposed to do is common defense, but that's not what's written in our Constitution. It's for the general welfare and the common defense. If you want to learn more about humanism as a philosophy throughout time and what these values are, because our country was founded on Enlightenment values, which are humanist values, get my handy humanism handbook. It's available in digital format and also as a paperback. I think you'll really enjoy it, and it will really help you think through what your values are and how they relate to the values other people hold.